Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. It's called the Advanced Clean Cars 2 Treaty, which will put a complete ban on the sale of gas-powered cars. There are 8 states that have plans to actually put this in action, banning the sales of new gas-powered cars after 2035. These states include California, Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is normally known to regulate financial matters, but they have recently devoted and adopted final rules regarding climate disclosures. According to justthenews.com, the SEC's final rule did not include Scope 3 reporting requirements, which would have required any company registered with the SEC to disclose all emissions along the entire supply chain through the end use of products. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey said that his state and Georgia are leading a coalition of 10 states filing a petition, but more states have joined their action, and a U.S. appeals court has temporarily paused these new SEC rules for now. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Does that mean if you have a certain skin color or have a certain pronoun or are from a particular ethnicity that is considered smaller than white, then you have a better chance of being employed or doing whatever? It's a long way from Dr. Martin Luther King saying we judge people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Kay Ivey, who is the Alabama governor, signed a bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion practices on state agencies, boards of education, any kind of higher education. There are now 22 states that have sponsored legislation to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Maybe you just heard about it this year, but apparently the Biden administration has declared every Easter to be the Transgender Day of Visibility. Earlier this year, Vladimir Putin signed legislation that bans people from officially or medically changing their gender. And the National Health Service in the United Kingdom has now banned puberty blockers for children, citing that this cross-sex hormone treatment can cause temporary or even permanent infertility and other devastating effects. Notorious child molester Jeffrey Epstein may or may not be dead, but the data from people visiting his island is still alive. Wired.com shares a story about a data broker called Near Intelligence, and they gathered information from all the cell phone signals of over 200 people who visited his island, Epstein's island. A lot of these folks are from the U.S., and they work in important places. Points to also cities in Ukraine, Cayman Island, Australia, etc., etc. There's good news for residents in Belmar, New Jersey, according to The Defender. They won the right to defend themselves against 5G towers that Verizon wants to put on their boardwalk. Verizon sues cities and counties because they say that the 1996 Telecommunications Act preempts state and local regulation of environmental effects of wireless infrastructures. Scientists from the University of Louisville in Kentucky, who may or may not be taking kickbacks from Big Pharma, say now that if you spend a day in the sun, it's going to lead to some inflammatory compounds that give you heart disease. It's not myocarditis from the COVID bioweapon. Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com News. I'm Sam Ray.